Navigating programs like food stamps, child care subsidies, and rent assistance can be a part-time job on its own. Representative Tom Petri says the programs can also stand in the way of moving ahead at a real job. Petri, a Wisconsin Republican, is teaming with Representative Nikki Tsongas, a Massachusetts Democrat, to study the issue. He says it's not about increasing or decreasing spending, but targeting it in ways that encourage people to get educations and better-paying jobs.
So that when people work and earn more money, they're better off rather than worse off. That we think that there is a kind of a poverty trap that has had the effect of keeping people at the lower income levels.
Petri says he's heard from constituents who have declined promotions or pay raises because it would effectively kick them off programs they rely on.
And the phase-out means when you get a raise, it costs you money. And it's even worse if you end up getting married and you have two-earner family, each making minimum wage or just a little bit above that. Suddenly, you're about $8,000 after-tax income worse off just because of taking out a marriage license.
The legislation calls for the formation of a commission made up of experts and lawmakers from the federal and state levels. The idea is to study how to make the system more streamlined. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.